The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As many of you know, we have a dog. We've had several dogs over the time. It was the girls, actually, who got us into dogs. I wasn't a dog person growing up. My folks just didn't want to have an animal like that. And so the pets we had, well, I had several goldfish, and I had a turtle. Oh, I still remember when my turtle died, and I had to bury him in the garden. But I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked here. The girls kept after us, saying, "Please, please, please, our friends have dogs. We want a dog. Please, please." And then one day, Tori said, "Dad, you need a guide dog." Yeah, you need a guide dog. Well, I could see through that like anything, even though I was blind. They wanted not a guide dog, they wanted a pet. Well, finally, we did get a dog. One of the reasons I didn't want a dog was because sometimes they can leave a mess that you find the hard way, like a poop. And how do you find it when you're blind? But, something's afoot. Yeah, something's on my foot. I remember the first time I stepped in a pile, not knowing. What's that? I slid and whoosh. Oh, it's probably mud. And so I just took off my slipper. I was wearing slippers at the time and smelled it, thinking that'll help me know what it is. And, oh my gosh, with the smell, I knew exactly what it was. And then I had to try to figure out how to clean it off my shoe, clean it off the floor, find that place on the floor again. And, oh, it was a ordeal, which I didn't like. Which, by the way, I've had to learn to deal with many, many times. When you have dogs, that's what happens. Oh, they're wonderful. They're helpful. They're great. They're a perfect companion. They can be a great guide. But they can leave messes once in a while. Nelson's our only dog now. He's usually quite good, and he goes outside and poops. In fact, I just let him out before I started recording this podcast for two reasons. One, it's the middle of the afternoon. He needed to go out, and then he wouldn't be barking in the background. He does not like to go out when it's raining, however. When it's raining, he will not come when he's called. I can drag him to the door. He'll turn and run away. He'll hide. And sometimes, well, he snuck away. It was just last week when it was raining, snuck away, pooped in the house. And fortunately, this time Deb found it. It was in the basement back in the corner. And Deb said, "Oh, don't come back here. I got to clean up." And, oh, okay. And she was very kind in cleaning up. Usually, no, not all the time, but many times I find it the hard way. Something's afoot. Yeah. Well, you know, Paul used this imagery and picture when writing to the Philippians as well. Let me read a couple of verses. This is from Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 8. "What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of Christ Jesus, my Lord, and whose sake I have lost all things." This is before this verse. He was talking about how great of a person he was as a Jew, that he lived perfect life, really, when you come down to it. You know, really a more than a goody two-shoes. He was a perfect, perfect person. But what does he say then? He goes on in the next verse. "I consider them rubbish." Literally, that word here in Greek, the Greek word rubbish, it can be translated as dung, garbage, poop, or the slang word you hear on the street. "I consider it all poop, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is of Christ Jesus, his righteousness that comes from God by faith." Paul is saying You know, try as you might to be a good person. In God's sight, it's poop. Because it's mingled and has sin. You know, I consider myself a pretty good person. I really try to be good. I try to be kind. I try to be nice. I try to be considerate. And, yeah, I fail once in a while. But every once in a while, also, I don't know if you've ever had this. It usually happens early in the morning when I wake up, like from a bad dream. And I can just almost see the inner part of my soul. It's like you know the old drains in the bathtub that you can just pick up the drain, not the kind with the flip lever, but you have to pick it up and the water goes swirling out. Well, when I wake up from these dreams and everything, it's the reverse, and it's spewing out what's deep within my soul, gunk and mud and yuck and poop and everything bad. And I can see how bad I really am inside. My thoughts, my feelings towards others, towards myself. And sure, I put on the mask. I work hard at putting it all aside. I mean, I'm a Christian. That's what Jesus helps me do. But I still see it, that it's there. But like Paul, I'm going to consider everything I do as rubbish. Not that I'm looking to my goodness, my kindness, my being considerate to people as the way I'm a Christian. No, I'm a Christian because of what Jesus did for me. He wraps me up with his righteousness, like he put a coat over top of me, covering all the dirty, yucky clothes I have. Yeah, they're still under there. But as long as I keep his righteousness around me, I don't see them. There'll come a time when all of that will be stripped away. Yeah. And that's with the next life. And that's why he talked about it, comparing to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus and what's going to come with the great surpassing pleasure of being with him in heaven. I work hard at being a good person, but I see that only as the evidence of what Jesus has done for me. My works, my goodness, I consider it as rubbish, as a poop pile. Knowing what God gives me, oh, that's not a poop pile. That's good stuff. And you can make it whatever you want. My wife loves Cap'n Crunch cereal. That must have been a life of Lucky Charms. You can consider it that. You can consider it a wonderful new wardrobe or new pair of pants or new pair of shoes that fits so well. You can consider whatever you want. It's even going to be better than that. That's what knowing Jesus is. He takes away the rubbish. He cleans up our life. So I'm going to consider my life, my goodness, is that which he's cleaning up, not looking to myself, but to him. And sometimes being blind is frustrating when you step on a pile of poop and then you got to clean it up and then you got to try to clean it up and try to get it off your shoe and get it off the floor and oh, it can be a mess. Sight's really good there. Well, fortunately, Jesus does the cleanup job on us. That's why he went to the cross. Let's pray. Thanks, Jesus, that you cleaned us up. And even though we are, our best deeds are like rubbish, a poop pile, yet you forgive us and you want us. And now you help us, Lord, not to produce rubbish and poop, but instead good works. Not that we live by them and get to heaven by them, but so that we can say thank you and let other people know about you. By the way, Lord, thank you for animals like Nelson and other pets. And even though they sometimes cause a mess, we thank you for their companionship, their help, their support, their guidance. Bless them and bless us. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.